Anybody ever hear of Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger? He was a figure. He lived 100 years ago. He was an Ungarischer. He married the daughter of Rabbi Hillel Kalamaya. Rabbi Hillel Lichtenstein came from the city called Kalamaya, Hungary. Rabbi Hillel Kalamaya was a Talmid Adach Sam Sofer. So his son-in-law moved to Eretz Yisrael. He was the one who blew shofar when Hashanah fell out on Shabbos. He had his own opinions about a lot of things. All the rabbanim were opposed to him. They were attacking him in the Yiddish newspapers in Europe and in Eretz Yisrael. Why he's going to blow shofar on Hashanah Shacholis b'Shabbos and Shaloi Kedin? But all the rabbanim came to hear the shofar. They knew he was going to blow, so they all came on Shabbos to hear the shofar. So he had a lot of original opinions. So one of his chidushim was the following. Sometimes there's a kriyuk siv. We had yesterday a couple of kriyuk sivs. Bat chorim, bat folim, bat chorim. Usually a kriyuk siv is, at least the word is there, you just pronounce it a little differently. Here it's in ganzen, a different word. So like a kri v'lok siv and a ksiv v'lok kri, the word that say you don't read at all, you read a whole totally different word. So a normal kri ksiv, so there's a machlokes hatanoim, do you paskan like the kri or do you paskan like the ksiv? Whenever there's a conflict, la halacha. The Tosis points out, there's a lot about kri ksiv, yeshem la mikra, yeshem la masar, if you follow the mikra is the kri, it's halacha l'moshe misina kri ksiv. There's a Radak writes in one place in his commentary on Novi that what is Kriya Ksiv all about? The Anshei Knesset HaGdolah who were the ones who canonized the Tanakh, what belongs in Tanakh and what not, and what the text should be. So they had in front of them two versions of the Pasuk. So they decided that they'll put one version will be the Ksiv, one version will be the Kri. So that's against our tradition, that Radak. So they should say it's Apikursus. What the Radak said. The Gemara says that Kriya Ksiv is Halacha L'moshe Misina. It's not that. They had two versions. So how is there a machlokes whether you paskan like the Kriya, like the Ksiv? You don't know which one. So it should be a Sofek, whether you paskan like the Kriya, like the Ksiv. It's not a Sofek. The Rabban Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chumash, and the Nevi'im also. A Kriya Ksiv means there's a reason for the Ksiv and there's a reason for the Kriya. The Gemara has like this. Tosis points out it's in Hedron Daf Dalet, but the Gemara has many cases of Yeshem La Mikra, Yeshem La Masaris. But you follow Masaris means the Masoretic text. That's the Ksiv. Yeshem La Mikra means you pass from like the Kri. So the Tosis points out whenever it's possible to develop, to establish the din based on blending together the Kri with the Ksiv, that's the best thing. Where do we have that? Kiyuta Mayim Alzera. So the word yutan should have been spelled yud vav tav nun, and instead it's spelled yud tav nun. So the Gemara considers that a kriya ksiv. So the Gemara says yutan doim ediyitin. We formulate halacha based on combining together the kri with the ksiv. So sometimes you have a drasha like that. You combine both together. That's the best, as it says. If you can formulate a din combining the kri with the ksiv, that solves the whole problem. If there's no way to formulate the din by combining, then you have to make a toss-up. So are you going to pass like the ksiv or like the kri? So that's a machlokes hatanaim. Yeshem la mikra, yeshem la masar. Why is it called aim? How come this is called the binyan av? Why don't you call the binyan aim? And how come we call yeshem la mikra? We don't know. They have in the tshuvas ha-goinim, the estus of the goinim. How come? They give some kind of an answer. I don't know. They give a reason why. I don't know what it means. Whatever. So one of these cases where you formulate the din based on the kri and the ksiv together is Sholosh Pam Hashanah Yeroi Kol Zechurcha. It's Pnei Hashem Elokecha. So the word is spelled Yud Reish Aleph Hei Yire, but we pronounce it Yeroi. So why is that called the kri and ksiv? We don't know. That's the same spelling for Yire Yeroi. Same spelling. And somehow the Gemara considers it like a kri and ksiv. Whenever you have a kriya ksiv, if you can formulate it then by combining both together, that's the best thing. So the Gemara combines it. So Gemara says on the first daf in Chagiga, on Sholosh Regalim, there's a mitzvah, on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, there's no mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. That's why on Sholosh Regalim, when we daven Musa, we don't say, Shamna'ala ben Eroi ben Ishtachu L'Fanecha. you're not going to be oil regal on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. On Pesach Shemot Sukkot Sef Shom Nala Ben Yirah. There's a mitzvah about Riyas Parim Ba'azara to visit the Shechinah by bringing oilos Riyah, bring a korban oilom. So the Gemara has a din. Yire Yirah Kederach Shabbat Liras Kach Baliras. The Yirah calls Chorcha all the Jewish men. The women are not Mechoyiv because it says Yirah calls Chorcha. So the men, the Jewish men, are Mechoyiv to visit the Azar to be seen by the Rabbanish on the Yirah calls Chorcha. We should appear in the presence of the Shechina. And Yirah calls Chorcha as Pnei Hashem. And we should come to see the Shechina. So Gemara said, that's how you know that a Summa Bein or Achas is part of the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Because just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to look at us with both of his eyes, so to speak, so too we should come to see the Shechina with both eyes. How do we see the Shechina? The Shechina is invisible. How do we see the Shechina? So that's a question. So there's a Gemara at the end of Chagiga. The Gemara says the practice used to be Bizman Bais Rishon, when the Oren was there in the Kodesh HaKadosh, and towards the end of the Bais Rishon, Yoshua HaMelech was going as the Oren. He took the Oren with the Kruvim, with the Aseres Adirim, he put it in the basement. There was a chamber in the basement that when Shlomo HaMelech built the Bais Rishon, he followed the instructions. The Nobi, God HaChoyzer, God HaNobi, gave him Megillah B'Ksav. HaKol B'Sav, Me'ad HaShem Alay Haskel. The Nobi gave him Megillah B'Ksav to David HaMelech, and David HaMelech had to give it to his son Shlomo. How to build the Beis HaMikdash, the whole layout of all of the rooms. And how to build it exactly according to the dimension, according to all the instructions. So included in the original, what do you call it? When you have the layout of the apartment.
Blueprints.
Included in the blueprints was that there's a location in the basement to put the Urim when the time will be. So Yoshua HaMelech put it in the basement. So at the end of the Bais Rishon, it was there. Bais Sheni, it's a question where it was, but the Orem with the Luchas were not upstairs in the Kodesh HaKadosh. The whole Bais Sheni was not there. But in Bais Rishon, it was there in the Kodesh HaKadosh. So the Bais Rishon period, there wasn't a pareches made, a curtain made from cloth. It was a big Amma trax. It was a wall that was an Amma thick. An Amma is 6 tochim. Pretty wide, a very thick wall. That was an Amma trax. So the Gemara says, but there were windows in this wall that had curtains in the Bais Rishon period. So when the Oil of Begolim came at Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, they would roll up the curtains in the windows to show the Oil of Begolim, Ruchi Baschem Lefnei Hamokim. The Kruvim were hugging each other. The Pasuk says, Kemar Ish Vilev Yosel, like a husband hugs his wife. So the Kruvim, Kruvim are like baby-faced, like little children, like a little boy hugging a little girl. So the little boy, the face that looks like a little boy that represents the husband, the Rabban Shalom, and the face that represents, that looks like a little girl, represents Bnei Yisrael. And the image is that they're hugging each other like a husband hugs his wife, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people. So he used to roll up the curtains in the windows in the Amma Traxin, this wall that was an Amma thick, and they would show the other Megolim, Ruchi Baschem Lefnei HaMokim, look how Kodesh Baruch Hu loves the Jewish people. He instructed us to make Kruvim that are hugging each other to represent his love for the Bnei Yisrael. So where in the world did they get this wild idea to roll up the curtains and to show, and then they would squeeze the Lechem upon him. They would bake lechem upon him every week on Friday. You're not allowed to bake it on Shabbos, and Friday is Yom Tov, then they had to bake it on Thursday. And it sat on the Shulchan the whole week long until next Shabbos. So it should have been stale. So a miracle occurred. It says that a miracle occurred. When the Kohanim ate the lechem upon him, it was like a korban mincha. So it can only, a mincha is kochikochim, can only be eaten by zichar kuna, yom alaylo ad chatzos in the azor, kochikochim. So when they ate the lechem upon him on Shabbos afternoon, when they switched it, every Shabbos morning they would change the lechem upon him, put on the new lechem upon him, and caught him out a whole day to eat it till midnight on Matzoy Shabbos. So when they would eat the lechem upon him, it was lechem cham ki yom hilokcha. It was still warm, like when they took it out of the oven. That was a miracle that occurred. So when the begolim had come, Shalosh Shigolim, they would roll up the curtains and show them the kruvim hugging each other. And then they would squeeze the lechem apanim, show the people that it's fresh. It's not, it should be hard like a rock. It was baked on Friday. It was baked sometimes on Thursday. And Friday was a yontif, so it's sitting outside. It's not the freezer. So it should have been hard, should have been stale. It wasn't stale, it was fresh. So where did they get this Einfall? Where did they get them? By Swish? Where did they get this Einfall? To show and tell, to demonstrate, the Kruvim, to demonstrate. But that's what this Dechemed is, an encyclopedia that was written a little over 100 years ago. There was a Sfardi who was born in Eretz Yisrael, and he got a Rabbana somewhere in Uzbekistan or somewhere over there. I forgot the name of the city, and they had different minhagim he never heard of. So he used to correspond to all the different rabbanim in Europe. Are these minhagim authentic, or are they making up a story? So he corresponded so much, and he wrote so much. He made a whole encyclopedia, and he put everything. It's 9 volumes. This Dechemed, a long encyclopedia. So he used to correspond with Rav Shlomo Levilna, who was one of the dayanim in Vilna. He used to correspond with the Netziv, with many rabbanim, many gedolim. So he has a letter from Rav Shlomo Levilna. Where did in the Baisvish and Baishan, where did they get this Einfall? That they should show them the Kruvim and show them the Lechem upon him. He said that's what they understood from this Kriyuk Siv, Yire Yeroy. Kederach Shebo Leiroy is just like the Zohar, the Jewish men come to the Azor to be seen by HaKadosh Baruch with his two eyes. So too, the Jewish people come Liris to see the Shekhinah. I can see the Shekhinah. God is invisible. He doesn't ain't lo guf. That's one of the 13 principles of Emunah, of the Rama. God doesn't have a body. So it means you have to show them some of the nisim tadirim. You show them the kruvim, the male kruv hugging the female kruv, like baby face, that represents the Shekhinah. And then you show them the nisim and the Beis Hamikdash. So one of the nisim they would show other nisim, the Gemara says also, but one of the nisim was that the lechem apanim was lechem cham ki om hilokhoi. So that was to fulfill this din of Yireh Yiroh. Kederach Shebo Leiroh is just like the Olam Yigolim come to be seen by the Shekhinah. In the Azar, so too they come to see the Shekhinah, to whatever extent it's possible to see. So this Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger, who moved there, so he had his own opinions about a lot of things. And he did whatever he thought was right. He ignored everybody else. So he, around 40 years ago, they reprinted the tshuvas that he wrote. So most of the tshuvas are not necessary now. Once they printed the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetiv, so the Shari Tshuva has almost everything that this or Akiva Schlesinger wrote, and then whatever is not in the Shari Tshuva is in the Mishnah Brura. So you don't need all the, most of his tshuvas are not necessary today because everybody has a Mishnah Brura. Then before the Mishnah Brura, if you have the Shari Tshuva next to the Behetiv, he didn't have a Shari Tshuva. Just had a bait. So he writes usually basic, no earth-shattering tshuvas. But he has his original opinion. So in addition to the 630 mitzvah that we all know about, he invented another mitzvah. Invented a new mitzvah. That is a mitzvah to look at the floor of the Azara. Today, that you can't walk into the Azara, you can't bring any karbonas. We're all tummy, you can't go in. According to the Rambam, the Azara still has the Kedusha today, Kitchel Asalavai. So he came up with a Chiddush, there's a mitzvah to look at the floor of the Azara. How can you see the floor of the Azara? So either you go up on the rooftop of Yeshiva Takotel. Now you have Yeshiva Takotel. 100 years ago they didn't have, but they had other buildings they had in the Iratika. That Porat Yosef was there before Yeshiva Takotel. So if you go to the rooftop, you can see the floor of the Azar. What do you see on the floor? Arab children playing soccer, walking around business, selling things. They use the Azar. So he said, that's Yireh Yiroh. You should see. And this was the mitzvah, a new mitzvah that he invented, a mitzvah to see the floor. And he wore glasses. So he had a shaila within the new mitzvah that he just invented. Are you yotzei the mitzvah if you wear the glasses, or do you have to take off your glasses? Take off the glasses, a lot of people can't see anything. So that was his chiddush. Chumra, Sveika the Rasha, the Chumra, he invented a new mitzvah. You have to take off your glasses. That's a question in the Gemara. Where the Riyah, when you look through glass, is that called Riyah or not? So he came up with a chiddush, a new mitzvah that he just invented, 614th mitzvah. The only way to fulfill it is to take off the glasses and look. So the Pashta Siddur, it's against the Gemara. Because the Gemara here in Gittin, talks about Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo. So the Gemara says, in Eretz Yisrael, here's the Gemara Dalet on the base, around 15, 18 lines from the bottom. Kevin Dikol LeRegolim Mishkal Shkichi. Since the people are LeRegol, so there are always going to be people in one country in Eretz Yisrael that were different hegemonies, the different hegemonies, there were different shalitim, different governors, and a lot of times there would be makpid that they wouldn't let people cross over the borders. Like in Europe, when you go traveling sometimes in Europe, so the communists, the Meshugoyim there, they don't let you go into their country. What do they think? You're going to walk off with the grass. There's nothing there. They have nothing. What are they afraid of? They make you sit in your car for 6 hours until they let you into the country. What are they afraid of? Meshugoyim, they just have to show who's boss. Meshugoyim. Anyway, so the Gemara says that you need Eidim Tzuyim Lekaimo, even Rabbah who says that you need B'fanenech, B'fanenech, because of Lishma, Rabbah Islay the Rabbah, everybody holds that there's a concern of Eidim Tzuyim Lekaimo. So the Gemara says, well, B'zmancha B'samig, D'shayakayim, the people would be traveling around, Kim Dika, L'Rigolim, Mishkashkichi, you'll find already Eidim Tzuyim Lekaimo. Then the Gemara asks, Teinach, this is Nicha, that explanation that you're going to find Eidim Tzuyim Lekaimo, B'zmancha B'samig, D'shayakayim, because there's a mitzvah of Aliyah LeRegel. But B'zman Shein Beis HaMilishkai Ma'ika LeMeima, there is no Aliyah LeRegel. And for the Gemara, even though there's no Aliyah LeRegel, Kevin Nika, but the Dinim Dikvi, they have but the Dinim Choshev, but the Dinim, so the people will be traveling around from one hegemonia to the other, and there will also be Mishkal Shkichi. So the question is, but if you're all like Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger, that there's a mitzvah Manatar B'zman, is that Yira Yira, to look at the floor of the Azara? And a lot of people still do that b'zman hazeh. They'll go to the special, to the Ir Atika, on Chol HaMoed, in order to go on top of a rooftop in Parat Yosef or Yeshivat HaKotel, in order to see the floor of the Azor. So if there really is such a mitzvah there, right? So Yireh Yireh. So b'zman hazeh you also have. So you see from the Gemara, then there ain't no such thing. He invented it. When you can visit the Azor, you're supposed to be the Azara. So then they show you the Kruvim hugging each other. Then they show you the Lechem upon him. Then they show you other Nisim. Gemara shows they show the other Nisim as well. But to stand Chutz L'Azara in order to look, the Pashtus in the Gemara is not like Rabbi Akiva Schlesinger. Most of his tshuvas are, as I said, most of them don't add anything. People know how to find things in Shari Tshuva, in the Mishnah Berurah. It has everything. Almost everything they have, except for the mitzvahs that he invented. So nobody talks about his mitzvahs, about Riyas Panim. Has a couple of other hang-ups that he made up his own things. And he talks about the Kir Shefer and Rosh Hashanah, that no one else writes about. Okay, Shain. It's important to Gemara about the calculations back and forth, Rabbi and Rabbi. Okay, I'm not going to go through it. We'll start here on Hey on the Base. Let's go to Ayam and Beis, around 15, 20 lines from the top. You have the Nukuda Taim, and then you might say, Itma, if they come on Osnolo, we already had it before. Machlek Zab Yechon and Rab Chanina. When the Shliach Lohilocha is about to give the get, he should say before the Necht, and either right before he gives a get, or right after, Taisa shows from the Gemara. You can say, even after he gave the get, provided that it's soon after, either Turk the Dibur, or perhaps called Man Shasukim Vosawinyan, Tosis wasn't sure. How soon after? That was in Tosis Dima Masri Yitlena Hemeno. So the Gemara has a machlekes. How big a bezin do you need? When the Shliach Lohilocha says Bifanech, so it's a machlekes. Charame Bifnei Shnaim, Charame Bifnei Shlosha. Is there such a thing as a bezin of Shnaim? Did we ever have a dinner of a bezin of Shnaim? So you have by Prusbel, I think there's one opinion in the Gemara that Moses Shterosa the Bezin. We have to look it up later in Gittin and Alamed Lamed Zayna. So, I think there's one opinion that if Neishnaim is enough, then there's one opinion that Miun, if a girl is a Ktani Yisayma, she has no father. The father has the ability to marry off his daughter. It's beaten in Sakalish Azeh. Father has the ability to marry off the daughter when she's a Ktana or a Naira, up until Bagrus, till the age of 12 and a half, the father can marry her up. What if the father's not alive? So if the girl is a Ktana, Ktana's a la Basdas, so she can't get married Minatur. Once she's a Naira, once she's already Bas Mitzvah at the age of 12, then she can agree to get married. But Ktana can't get married Minatur. So what if all the girls in that class are married already? She's the only old maid. She's 11 and a half years old. And everybody else, today we don't do that. You don't marry off girls 11 and a half years old. But, and the Gemara recommends also, not a smart thing to do. But let's say all the girls are married, and this girl is the only one who's single. So they made a takana with the Rabbanan that the mother, Minatar, only the father can marry off the daughter. Made a takana that the mother or the older brothers can marry her off. If Kitsha ima v'yacheho, if the older brother or passed by mitzvah marry her off, then it's Kiddushim with the Rabbanan. So there are different cases of Kiddushim with Rabbanan. Most of the cases of Kiddushim with Rabbanan, if you want to break the marriage, you need a get. Here, by Kiddushim Ktana, Ayideim of Yachelo, part of the takana was that if she wants to get divorced, there's no need to have a get. She can go to the Beis Din and say, I'm not happily married, I want you to annul the marriage. So that's called Miun. She says, I don't want to remain married. And the Beis Din has the ability to be annul the marriage. Is considered as if she was never married to the person in the first place. She's not a grusha. Grusha asur l'koyin. But over here, she's not considered a grusha. No get is needed. She's memayin. And now, after she's memayin, she can marry her first husband's brother. It's not an iser of eshesach. She's considered as if it was annulled, as if she was never married to the person. It's only this kiddushin the Rabban. Most other kiddushin, all the other kiddushin the Rabban, you need to get. This one, when you have kiddushin miyun, so that by kitcha ima v'yachehah, so the husband can break the marriage either by giving her a get. If he gives her a get, then she's a grusha asur l'koyin. Then she's not allowed to marry his brother. But if she, instead of him giving her a get, she goes to the Beis Din, she says she doesn't want to remain married, so then it's oike the whole kiddushin. It's considered as if it's annulled. So the Gemara said there's a machlokes hatanoim at the end of Yevamos, Perek Beis Shammai. How much of a Beis Din do you need? So I think the accepted opinion is two dayanim. You don't need three. The shayla. So what's the shayla here? Whether the Beis Din, when the shliach la'alocha says before anechdim, as she's saying in the presence of a Beis Din, how big a Beis Din do you need? Is it sufficient a Beis Din shnayim, a Beis Din shloisha? So what are the pros and cons? Why should it be two? Why should it be three? So the Gemara says no. If you say b'fnei shnayim, means you don't need a Beis Din. Why should you not need a Beis Din? If the reason for b'fnei anechdim is what Rava said, eidim esrim l'kaima, so that's kiyum hashtar. So kiyum hashtar needs a Beis Din. Kiyum hashtar is a ma'isa Beis Din. And there you should need three members, b'fnei shlosha. Why does anybody say b'fnei shnayim? The answer is you don't need a Beis Din. It's not kiyum hashtar. If it will be kiyum hashtar, that was a takanas chalim, kiyum hashtar needs shlosha dayanim. But if you hold it's only to be able to be a mevara that it was written in Lishma, then you don't need a Beis Din. You don't need Haggadah to say this b'fnei Beis Din. Let's say, Eirechon em b'isum, you go home and your mother gives you dinner. How do you know that the chicken is kosher? She gives you the chicken and the meat, or whatever it is she's giving you. And by giving it, it's implicit that it's kosher. Not going to give you a tray for food. So she's, Eirechon is nemen b'isurim, even shaloi b'fnei Beis Din. You need Haggadah Seydis b'Beis Din, and Mamanis, and Nefashis, and Dabash of the Erva. You need Gviya Seydis, you need Kabbalah Seydis b'fnei Beis Din. Yeah, where is the pasuk that you need Kabbalah Seydis? Yom d'shnei ha'nashim, m'shalahem hariv, l'fnei Hashem. So the Gemara says, why Yom d'shnei ha'nashim? Every din Torah, there are only Taveh and Indifta, there are only two people, one person in Taveh. What if it's a whole Shutfis, there are 25 Shutfim, and here there are 5 shutim, so you're going to have 30. You're going to have 25 and 5. There are 30 Bali Din. Why does it have Yom Dushnei HaNoshim? So I would have said, they didn't ask me, I would have said Yom Dushnei HaNoshim means Taveh and Nitva. If there are 25, you call them like one. And there are 5 shutim, but you call them the Nitva. So the Gemara doesn't say it like that. It says Yom Dushnei HaNoshim, Elu Ha'edim, Asher Lahem Hariv. There was an incident here. I think I mentioned it. There was an incident in one of the shuls in the neighborhood, this was a long time ago, the chazan, the shul had a chazan kavua all year long. The chazan was traveling in Europe, and he got on a plane, and he got off of the plane, it was already, he got on the plane on Friday, got off of the plane on Friday night. Someone took a photograph with the camera, and now, a lot of times when you take a photograph, the camera tells you what day it was and what time it was. So they printed this photograph in a newspaper. In Switzerland, there's a newspaper that the first page is green, like the Jewish press. It's only for Jewish people. So they printed the photograph of the chazan walking down the ladder, walking off of the plane, and had the date and the time. The person took the picture was Jewish, but he was Machal Shabbos, so he went to get the chazan in trouble. So they printed this newspaper, they printed this picture, so the balabatim in the shul, and they were a Yekish shul, so they wanted to fire the chazan. So they went to a din Torah by one of the Satmar Dayanim. I don't know why they went to Satmar. So the Satmar Dayanim, this is a strange story, the Satmar Dayanim, his name was Katz, he put out a few svarim on Chosh and Mishpat. So his son went to university. His son, he was a businessman. He was a later on, after he went to university, he got a degree. So he went into business. So he says he remembers he left his father's home and he ran, 100 balabatim came and there was one chazan. So one side had 100 balabatim and the other side there was the one baldin, was the chazan. Then he says he was in college, he went to Brooklyn College probably. And by the time he came home, they were still there. The 101 people were still there. It was a long din Torah, it was taking hours and hours and hours. So that's the question. Why does it say the Chumash Yom, the Shnei HaNashim, Mashallah, and Mariv? Sometimes it's 100 people on one side. So that's why the Chazal gave an interpretation. However many people there are in the Tzad of Bavar, the Tzad of the Nitva. It's all Shnei HaNashim. So the Torah Shabbat Peh says no. Yom Shnei HaNashim refers to the Eidim. Hashelahem Hariv refers to the Baladinim. Lefnei Hashem, Elu Hadayon. That's how the Torah Shabbat Peh interprets. But the Pshuta Shal Mikra is not so. Yom Shnei HaNashim, Hashelahem Hariv is the same two people. The two Baladinim who have the Riv. But because of this issue, sometimes there's 100 Shutvim. All the members of the Shul, they all came. He never told me. The son who was in business. I used to give a shiur here in Breuer's Beis Medrash for around 10 years on Shabbos afternoon. So he used to come to the shiur. He used to enjoy Rav Soloveitchik's Yahrzeit Roshes. He used to come to the Roshes. He used to come to my shiur also. So he never told me what the end of the story was, but I think they fired the chazan. I think they did fire him. So the din is that by Yerecha Nenem B'Yisurim, you don't have to have Hagor to say this first name Bezin. You go home, your mother tells you it's kosher. She doesn't have to say in the presence of a Bezin. But if you have Kiyam Ashtar has to be done by a Bezin Am Shloisha. So what's the machlokes here? Whether Bifanon Echtav is Bifnei Shnaim or Bifnei Shloisha. So one could have said, Bifnei Shnaim, a Bezin Am Shnaim. Like there's one opinion, you need a Bezin Am Shnaim by Miyun and a Bezin Am Shnaim by Prusbol. Where is Prusbol? I think the Gemara quotes it here. How big a bezin do you need by Prusbol? Don't remember. Somewhere over here on Lamed Zion, Lamed Vav, got to take a look. How big a bezin do you need? Two or three. It's a discussion in the Gemara. Anyway, so the Gemara says not so. If you hold Bifnei Shloisha, it means that it's Kiyam Ashtar. If you hold Bifnei Shloisha, it means that it's not Kiyam Ashtar. That's what the Gemara says. If you hold like Rabba, that Bifanei Nechtav is for the purpose of Lishma. So that's, you don't need Gevir. It's not two Eidim, it's only Eid Echad. He treated it as if it's Eid Echad, and then Bisurim, and Musa, Vidiglula, Meshakri, something. It's not a din of Kabbalah Seidus then. So then you don't need Bifnei Shloisha. If it's Mishum Lishma, then you don't need a Bezin. But if it's Mishum Makaima, like Rava says, Kiyam Ashtar, that's in Ksubis, Kiyam Ashtar need a Bezin. So the Gemara says, what is the Gemara trying to figure out? Who says which way? Gemara started off machlekes Rabbi Yochanan and Chanina. One says like this, one says like who holds which way? Shite. Gemara gets involved. So then the Gemara is going to discuss and what exactly is the machlekes. Everybody agrees. Rabbi is like the rabbi. Everybody agrees with the rabbi. You need kiyam hashtas. You need kiyam hashtas. You need a bezna of three. So how come there's an opinion that two is good enough? And then the Gemara doesn't want to say a bezna of two is also a bezna. The Gemara says no. What's the machloikis? So you should really need a bezna of three. And the machloikis is. That's the machlokes. So we'll do one at a time. What's the din of Shliach Nasa Eid? So Shliach Nasa Eid, what does it say? Gimel? Tell you, look in Kiddushin Daf Mem Gimel Omer Aleph. What does it say in Kiddushin Mem Gimel Omer Aleph? It's a machlokes Bishamay Beisil, whether Shliach Nasa Eid or not. So for example, the following case. I live in New York and I want to marry. I was dating this girl from Zurich and I want to marry her. I'm afraid someone else is going to chappos. I have no time. I'm busy now. Says my tshuva, slicha, I can't go to Zurich to marry her. She's not coming to America. So I send the shliach to be mekadesh her. So the shliach has to give. I give him a ring. I say, give the ring to the girl and say, hariat mekadeshes lepleini to me. So. You have to have Eidus Lekim Adov, you have to have two Eidim. So there's Machlekes, Bisham and Bisil, can the Shliach serve as one of the Eidim? Lekim Adov. So Bisham may say, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid. The Shliach is a Baldover. The Shliach is a Baldover. Why is he a Baldover? He's not the Chosin, he's not the Kala. Why is he considered a Baldover? So he's because he's the Balamaisa, he's the one who's making the Kiddushin. So even though he's not the Chosin, he's not the Kala, but Bishamay hold that he's considered the Baldover. And Basila disagree. We pass like Basila, the Shliach Nasei. That's not a problem. The Shliach is not a Baldover. Why not? I, isn't he doing the Maisa Kiddushin? So either they hold that that's not, they can learn different Pshatim and Basila. Why do we pass like Basila? Shliach Nasei. That's not a problem. Shliach is Nasei. Is it because the Bala Maisa, that's not the definition of Baldover? Even though the shliach is doing the ma'aseh kedushin, but it's not relevant to him. He's not the chosin, he's not the kala, he's not a baldover. Or maybe we should say in principle, Bishila would agree, would have agreed with Beishamai, that the bal ha-ma'aseh is called the baldover. But over here, since shluch ha-shalorim ke-ma'aseh, we don't even consider the shliach the bal ha-ma'aseh. Because yodcha ki-yodi va-si-yoscha ka-si-yod-si. So when the shliach gives the ring to the kala in Zurich, I told him which girl to be Mekadosh for me. When he gives the ring, it's not considered that he gave the ring and the Kedushin is Chal for me. It's considered as if Yotcha Ki Yodi, as if I gave the ring and I said Hari Emukadosh. So the Shlech is not even called the Bala Maisa. Now, if Kamina will be, what would Bisilil say in a case where someone is the Bala Maisa? Not the case of Shlech. For example, the following case. There is a Mishnah in Bava Basra, if you don't have Bava Basra. The Mishnah Bava Basra Daf Kuf Lamed Amar Aleph. So the Gemara had the Mishnah there quotes Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika, comments on the pasuk, the beginning of Parshas Kiseitze. It says Kiseinu li yishtei nashim achas ahuva v'achas tuva v'yoldu labanim ahuva v'achas tuva yaben apchol asniyon. So it says v'hoya b'yom hanchilu asbanav eisa shiyadav. What do you mean b'yom hanchilu asbanav? When I die, all of my millions of dollars are going to go to my children. So what do you mean? I commit suicide. I'm mancha de Yerusha. The Malach HaMavis takes my life. I drop dead. In the Mela, the Torah said, there's a din of Yerusha. What do you mean? Hanchila is bona. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broika says in the Mishnah, HaTorah nasna reshus la'av la'hanchel l'chol mishayirtz. So the Torah gives, let's say, I have 9 children, 3 sons, and 6 daughters. So the din is that the sons get the Yerusha, the daughters don't get. The oldest child that I have is a girl, so I don't have a boy who is the oldest of all of the 9 children. My son, who just became a grandfather, just went to the bris. He just became a grandfather, and the bris was on Friday. So he's not the oldest child. So there's no din of pishnayim. Nobody gets pishnayim. So all the millions that I'm going to have, so the 3 sons will divide it equally. Each son will get 1/3. So what if I decide, let's say, two of my sons are in learning, and one of them is a successful businessman. They're all successful. So two are successful in learning, one is successful in business. So let's say I decide, instead of giving 33 1/3% to each one, I want to give 40% to one son, 40% to one son, and then 20% to the son who's in business. So it could be that that's a stupid thing to do. It could be that the son who's going to get cheated, he's only going to get 20% instead of get 33 1/3%. Maybe he'll never forgive me, but I'm going to be dead at the time. So maybe it's a stupid thing. Maybe he'll be angry at the other two brothers. Why they're cheating me? But maybe it's a stupid thing to do. But what's the din? Is it valid? Rabbi Yechman Breker said, if you say it in the positive, then it's chal. If I say, b'nizeh lo yirash, I don't want this son to get a yush at all. So mainly the other two sons get 50% each. So if you say in the negative, that's lo yichol rak, I can't do that. But if you say in the positive, I want these two sons to get 40% each, and mainly the third son only gets 20%, so then the Mishnah says, if you say in the positive as opposed to the negative, then Rabbi Yechman Breker said, that's called Hanchil Ashban. He has a right to change the percentages. Let's say, I'll say in the positive, I'll say I want all of my six daughters to get an equal share with the three sons. That's not chal, because the daughters are not aligned to get anything. Among the three sons, each one is aligned to get something. Each one aligned to get 33 1/3%. Instead of getting 33 1/3%, I said I want the two sons who are learning, they each should get 40%. So then you can alter the percentages. But if you say the daughters should get their share, an equal share as the son, the daughters are not aligned to get any Yerusha. So it's like saying, I want my next-door neighbor, I want my rabbi to get Yerusha. That's not included in Hachilu Hasbana. That's a Mishnah, Daf Kuf Lamed Omer Aleph. So the Rosh in Sanhedrin, we were discussing the other day when we saw the Tesis on Dalet Omer Aleph, the Kaimalon. Those who quoted the Gemara in Sanhedrin Chavtes, or the Gisim of Posoletus, Machloitis Hatanoim, brothers-in-law based on a double Balkishta. You have two sisters, they're both married. So you say Balkishta twice on the level of Rishon Mishnah. That's how we paskan. So the Ramah quotes the Ramban, Ramban Chosh Mishnah quotes Ramban, that Balkishta twice is only Midrabban. Balkishta once is a din de Raisa, and Balkishta twice by Rishon Mishnah is a din Midrabban. Sheni b'sheni, if you have two girls who are first cousins, that's called sheni b'sheni. So you only say Balkishta once. You don't say Balkishta twice, period. And by Rishon b'sheni, let's say you have an aunt and a niece, and they're both married, so it's the nephew by marriage, it's his uncle by marriage. So Rishon b'sheni, when they say Balkishta twice, he said that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch, that's Machlokes, the Baal HaMor and the Ramban in Sanhedrin. He got to know all the dinim. So the Rosh has the following machloikis from the days of the Gaonim. A man is about to die, and he leaves a tzavor. Let's say I have three sons. I say I want this son, the two sons who are learning, I want each one of them to get 40% of the Yerusha. Mele, the son who's a business owner, going to get 20%. Only going to get 20%. So I have the ability to do that. But then, let's say, after I die, so the two sons who are getting 40%, they notify the third son of the good news, he's only getting 20%. He said, I don't believe you. I'm not believed to believe them. Then they get they do some. They're the Baal HaDvar. So the shaila is, you have to have kosher edim who will testify that the father, before he died, gave instructions that he wants the two sons to get 40% each, and Mela, third son, only gets 20%. So what if the witnesses are first cousins of the father who's about to die? So first cousins is Sheni B'Sheni. Two brothers are Rishon B'Rishon, and first cousins is Sheni B'Sheni. So Sheni B'Sheni is Pasaleidus. But the question is, the father who makes the Tzavah before he dies, he drops dead. And now he's out of the picture. He's not the Baldover anymore. He's not here. Then it doesn't belong to him. So the question is, let's say the Edim who are testifying, they were first cousins of the father. They went to visit the father in the hospital on his deathbed, and he made the tzavoah right before he died. So one opinion in the Rush, he quotes, the Rush quotes the Machlokes from the days of the Gaonim, before the days of Rashi and Tosfos, before the days of the Rishonim. So some Gaonim said, the father is a Baldover. The father is a Baldover because he's the one who makes the tzavoah. He's the Oysa HaMaisover. He's the Bala Maisa here. He makes the tzavoah. So he's the Baldover. So Kroivim, who are Korev to the Baldover, are Pasolei. So his first cousin Pasol. The other Shita holds, no, the Bala Maisa is not the Baldover. Those are the two ways to read Beis Hillel. Why do Beis Hillel disagree with Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai hold that Ein Shliach Nase Eid. If I made a Shliach to go to Zurich, to be Mekadosh the girl for me, the Shliach has to have two other Eidim watching when he gives the ring. He can't be one of the Eidim because since he's the Beis Shammai hold, since he's the Bala Maisa, he's called the Baldover. Even though the whole issue is not negated, he's not the Chosen, he's not the Kala. Still, he's the Bala Maisa. And we pass him like Beis Hillel, that Shliach is not saying, Shaila is why. Is it because they disagree in principle that the Bala Maisa is not the Baldover? Or is it because he's not even called the Bala Maisa? Since Yoda Ki Yoda, Vasiyosa, Kasiyosa. So the Mishalech is not only the one on whom the Chalois is Chal, the girl becomes married to the Mishalech, is considered Al Bidin, as if Yoda Ki Yoda, as if the Mishalech made the Maisa Kiddush. Not that the Shaliach did the Maisa Kiddush and the Chalois is to me. Considered as if the Mishalech, as if the Mishalech did the Maisa Kiddush. So what's a Nafkamina Ladina? Whether you learn Pshat and Beis Hillel like this or like that. Nafkamina is in this case. Those are the two opinions in the Rosh when the Gaonim. If he say Beis Hillel agree with Beis Shammai that the Bala Maisa is called the Baldover, even though it's not negated to him, so be here, if the two kosher Eidim, if the two witnesses who are testifying that the father made it Tzavua, if they are first cousins of the father, then they're Kroivim, Psulim L'Eidus. One of them is so they're Kroivim, Psulim L'Eidus, because they're Kroivim to the Baldover. That's the definition of Korv. Everybody's related to somebody else, so which is a Korv? A Korv to the Baldover is Psulim L'Eidus. If you say the Bala Maisa is the Baldover, so those who are first cousins of the man who died, made it Tzavoah, they're Kroivim Psulim L'Eidus. But if you say Beis Hillel disagree fundamentally with Beis Shammai, though the Bala Maisa is not called the Baldover. Baldover is only the one, the Taver, the Nitva. One is either going to gain the money or going to lose the money. So that's only the brothers of the Bala Dvarim, the three sons of the Bala Dvarim. No one else is a Baldover there. So that's a big machlokes. What's the reason for Beis Hillel? But whatever it is, bottom line, Beis Hillel paskan halacha, that's Shaliach Nasei. That's in Kiddushin Mem Gimel. Shaliach Nasei. So the Gemara says, should we say, just like Shaliach Nasei, we paskan like Beis Hillel, so too, Eid Nasei Dayan, or should you say, no, Shaliach Nasei is correct, we paskan like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai. Rubid, the overwhelming majority of the cases of a machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we usually pass them like Beis Hillel. Tosfos in the beginning of Sukkah on Gimel Amud Aleph quotes that there are only, I think, what is it, six cases where we pass them like Beis Shammai. The Yud Ches Dovah, the 18 Zeris, the Gemara says, one day the Beis Shammai, like in Congress, they do this a lot. They look around who's there today, and if they have the right people, then they pass a law. And they outvote the others, all the other congressmen who would say faker, they're not there today. So they can ram through a law because hardly anybody else around. So that's what the Beis Shammai did. One day they looked around and most of the Beis Hillel were at a bar mitzvah or Shabbat Brachas or whatever. They weren't there. So they voted on 18 Zeris in one day and the Beis Hillel disagreed. But then the Gemara said the next day the rest of the Beis Hillel came back and they discussed it. So the rest of the Beis Hillel agreed with the Yud Ches Gzeiros. So we don't count that as 18 cases where we pass on like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. Because at the end of the day, Beis Hillel agreed with the Beis Shammai that you should make the Gzeiros. But Tosfos there in the beginning of Sukkah, of Gimel and Manala, the top Tosfos quotes from the Siddur of Amram Goyim that there are six cases where we pass on like Beis Shammai against Beis Hillel. The size of the sukkah is Zayin al Zayin, the silver hoda should be Bob al Bob, and we pass like Bishama, Zayin al Zayin, a couple of other tzitzis, a couple of dinim and tzitzis. So the Gemara says, should I say, that just like the paskin, like the silver, that shliach nasa eid, so too eid nasa dayan. But should they say no? That shliach nasa eid, we paskin like the silver, but ain't eid nasa dayan. What did the Gemara put together? Two different things. They should have said, just like they say shahakal when you drink milk, so too eid nasa dayan. What does shliach nasa eid have to do with eid nasa dayan? That they say, should I say just like hey, we pass like the silum, shlech nasa, therefore also, eid nasa dayan, or no? What does one have to do with the other? So let's try to think a little bit. What's the din of eid nasa dayan? What kind of a din is that? What's the gemok, what is the mocker of the din? So if you look in the Tani, in the Masoreh Sashas, the letter Dalid, one of the places that this appears is Baba Kama Daf Tzadik on the base. There's a famous Tosus. A skinny Tosus takes up the whole column on the page. A long Tosus. Tosus calls the three opinions. What kind of a din? What is the mocker and the chumash with the din of Ein Eid Nasa? Of Ein Eid Nasa Dain. Ein Eid Nasa Dain. So Tosus has three views. So one opinion in Tosus is, probably looking at the Sakapit Talmidit, I didn't have a chance to look this morning, like Harusa showed up. So probably look on the Rein Eid Nasa Dayan, probably quote the two or three opinions in Tosus. One opinion is based on the principle that Eid Shat Yochel Azima is no good. Eid is only acceptable if it's possible to be mazim them and then be punished. So you can only accept witnesses who testify if they know that if they're telling a lie, they're going to get it over the head. If we catch them in a lie, and we'll be mazim them, imon ha'yisem, then we're going to give them kashazam. But if it's eidus yatoch lazima, then you don't have the right to accept the eidus in the first place. That's a gemara in Baba Kama. You need eidus yatoch lazima. How do you know that din? That's a good question. How do you know that din? The Gemara never quotes a pasuk for that. That's a good question. What is the makkah for that? But that's a din in the Gemara in Baba Kama, Perek Merubin. Eid Shiat Yochel Azima. So Tosfos says, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. If the aid who testified is going to turn around and serve as one of the dayanim on the case, he's not going to accept hazama against himself. He's going to accept if someone's going to be mazin. He doesn't want to be punished. So he'll say, I don't want to accept. Tosfos said, "La yirtzu lekabel hazama al atzma." They won't want to accept hazama on themselves to punish themselves. So that's called eid shiyat yochel azim. That's the one pshat that Tosfos gives. So Tosfos finds that difficult because what are you going to do if the eidim crave him to the dayanim? Going to also say that if you'll be mazim the eidim and then the dayanim, the eidim added. Let's say the Eidim are crave him to the Dayanim. They're not crave him to the Baladinim, but they crave him to the Dayanim. So if another two witnesses become the Bimazim, the first two Eidim, the Dayanim are cousins of the Eidim. So they won't be able to be Mazim them to punish them with Kasha Zamam. The Dayanim can't be crave him to the Baldover. So if you want to be Mazim, the first pair of Eidim, so the Dayanim can't be crave. So Tosfos says, what are you going to say? That you can't accept Eidim if they're related to the Dayanim. Tosfos says, there is no such din. In Shulchan Aruch, there is a din like that. And Yerushalmi says like that, that the Eidim cannot be kroivim to the Dayanim. Tosfos didn't have that Yerushalmi. Tosfos says, there is no such din. Tosfos believes there is no such din. So Tosfos is not happy with that explanation. They don't like that reason. The Ktzos quotes from the Mordechai. The Mordechai quotes the first explanation, but he says it, he words it differently from the way Tosfos said. Tosfos says it's Eidu Shat Yochel Azima, because the Eidim, if they'll be the Dayanim, lo yirtzu lekabel hazama al atzma. So Tosfos doesn't like it. What if lo yirtzu? You'll be able to be mazam them in a different bezin. Who says Eidu Shat Yochel Azima has to be able to be mazam them in the same bezin that was mekabel their Eidus in the first place? And they won't want to be mekabel hazama against themselves. They won't want to punish themselves. But you can be mazim them in a different person. So why is that eidus shat yochel hazima? The Torah is not happy with that explanation. So that's why the Mordechai has a different version. Not le yirtzu lekabel hazama al atzmam, But rather, they can't be mekabel hazama al asma. They can't be mazin themselves and make a gemar din against themselves. So that's what Tosfos says. So what? But they can always go to a different bezin to be mazin then. But the Mordechai not only has it slightly different from the way Tosfos said, lo yirtu lekabel hazama al asma. The Mordechai has it. They can't be mekabel hazama al asma. But then he has more than that. He says, and even if they'll go to another bezin to be mazim them, what's the din? An aide testified on a case. Then we ascertained later that the aide was an aide zayman. He was lying through his teeth, and he wasn't even there. Iman ha'yisim, he wasn't even there. So an aide, if we caught the aide in giving testimony and a lie, so the Gemara says, an aid zayman is pasalaydus. We can't accept any testimony from him, mikan v'yelot. So that's a machloikis, that's one of the famous six yalkagams. Usually when there's a machloikis abai v'rava, we always pass like rava. Over the years, apparently, they took a consensus among the Amoraim, and it turned out that everybody agreed with rava, except for six cases that the consensus was like abai. So there's a machloikis abai v'rava, where the aid zayman, the mafrehu nipsal, and mikan l'habahu nipsal. When you mazim the aid, does it become possible the aidus from the day that he gave the Haggadah Seidus? Let's say the aid testifies on Rosh Chodesh Elul, that on Rosh Chodesh of somebody did an aver, someone robbed money. Then we mazim them on some gedalia. So does the aid shehuzam become possible the aidus mikan l'habah from some gedalia on? Because that's when we were mekabel the hazama, or do we say it becomes us pasul eidus from the day that he gave the Haggadah Seidus b'sheker from Rosh Chodesh Elul? Or maybe you should say it becomes pasul eidus from Rosh Chodesh Av. So that nobody holds. It becomes pasul amafreya amafreya. He said the story happened, and he wasn't even there. No one holds it becomes pasul eidus before he gave the eidus sheker. But the day that he claims the other guy stole the money, nobody holds like that. So it's a machlokes abai v'rava where the aid zaymim nikana l'habo nifsalon becomes posel eidus nikana l'habo becomes posel l'mafreim. So the Gemara gives two explanations for rava. Why does rava hold nikana l'habo? But we don't pass like rava. We pass like abai aid zaymim l'mafreim nifsal. So that's what the Mordechai quotes the Hezbro from the Balei HaTosfos, not the way we have it in Tosfos. But rather, if you'll be mazim the Edom, even in another bezim, mazim the Edom, it'll come out that it was never nigmar din al pihim. You only give kasha zamam if the Edom originally, who were huzma later on, if the Edom were this kabbal edusim the bezim, and it was nigmar din al pihim. So who made nigmar din? They are the dayanim. They're the dayanim on the case. So the gmardin was, if you hold the mafrehu nipsal, they became posel le'edus and posel le'dayanis from the time they gave the eidus sheker. So if they made a gmardin on the case 10 minutes after they gave the eidus sheker, the whole gmardin is posel. So by definition, they can't get a punishment of kasha zamam because there wasn't nigmardin al pim. It was nigmardin with a posel le'bezin because the eidim were huzmu. On Tom Gedalia, when Mazim the Edom, it comes out with Mafrehu Nipsal, the Apostle Edison from the time they gave the Haggadah say the Sheker. And it was Nigbar Din after, 10 minutes later, half an hour after they gave the Haggadah say this. So since Le Mafrehu Nipsal, so it's by definition, there never was any Gemar Din Lefnei Bezal, so you can't have Kashazon. That's the first opinion of this. That's a Harifus. That's a Harifus. That Mordechai, whoo. Tosfos also Yurtzel Lekabel Hazama Al Asma. Funny pshat. Then Tosfos says another pshat. No, it's not a svar with the Eidus Shet Yochel Azima. The din Ein Eid Nasad Dayan is based on a pasuk that the pasuk that we mentioned before. V'yom D'Shnei HaAnoshim Asher Lahem Hariv Lifnei Hashem. So the pshutus on Mikra V'yom D'Shnei HaAnoshim Asher Lahem Hariv goes on the Tavei and the Nitva. They should stand in the presence of the Bezin. The Bezin should be Yeshiva. And the Yonim should, the Bezin should be Yeshiva. And the Edom should be Bamida. The two Edom should stand. Lefnei Hashem means in front of the Dayanim. Why say Lefnei Hashem? Because we say in the Shir Shayom for Tuesday, Alekim Neitzav Adas Kel. We assume whenever there's a Bezdin, they're going to have Ashuas Hashchina to help them that they shouldn't make a mistake. That's why the Psokim of any Talmid Chacham are binding, because we assume that Sod Hashem Deireyov, the Gemara has in the beginning of Sod, we assume HaKadosh Baruch Hu will reveal the secrets of the Halacha to those who fear Him. So if the members of the Rabbanim are paskening the Shabbos, the Kashrus, Taras HaMashpach HaShabbos, we assume they'll have a divine assistance that they shouldn't make a mistake. So the same thing, we assume that the Bezdin, who paskens, will be the king that's about to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be there to help the Dayanim that they shouldn't make a mistake in Pesach. So that's why the pasuk reads, "Ram d'shnei anashim mishalah hamirim." Lifnei Hashem, lifnei Hashem means in front of the Bezdin should be seated. Why is it called lifnei Hashem? Because we assume Alekim Nitzav Adaskar, Shechina will be there. So out of respect for the Dayanim who have the Shechina with them, the Edom and the Bavadinim have to stand. Shuto shamik riyam d'shnei anashim mishalah hamirim goes on the Tevel and Nitva. But the Torah Shabbal Peh says more than that. V'yom l'shnei anoshim elu ha'edim, asher lahem hariv elu badidinim. L'shnei Hashem elu ha'dayonim. So this opinion in Tosfos says, what is the mocker of the din of ein eid na'aseh dayin? It's based on that pasuk, that you have to have different people filling different positions. You have to have shnei anoshim are the eidim, asher lahem hariv, and the two Bavidinim, Tevel and Nitva, Lifnei Hashem are the Dayanim. So since the Pasuk says that different people filling different roles, the Eidim are Shnei Anoshim, and the Dayanim are Lifnei Hashem. So if you're going to have Eid Nasa Dayan, the same person is filling two different roles, you don't accept that. That's the second Pshat in Tosfos. From the Chumash, when that Pasuk, the way the Torah Shabbat Pen interprets, the Shnei Anoshim goes on the Eidim, the Hashem goes on the Dayanim, so they have to have different people filling the different roles. You can't have eight Nasadayim. You can't have the same person filling the same role. Two roles. Then Tosfos has a third marker. No, that the Pasuk, that's not the Pasuk. It's a different Pasuk that teaches us eight Nasadayim. What's the Pasuk? So Tosfos quotes that the Pasuk says in last week's Sedran, Parshas Kiseitse, so the Gemara says, "Bayom v'lo balaylo." Bayom hanchilas bayom v'lo balaylo. So the Gemara, what does it mean? That only if a person drops dead in the daytime does the Yerusha go, and a person happens to hit. Every day has daytime and a nighttime. So whoever dies at night, the assets that he had don't go to the Yerusha to the Shulman. When in bayom v'lo balaylo. And that's how the Torah Shabbat Pan is that Bayom Hachil, Bayom Balo Balayla. How can be Balo Balayla? Ela Meyakta. A person dies at night, so there's no din of Yerusha. The Gemara holds that that's ridiculous. It can't be. You can't make such a drosha. The Gemara says, no. What it means is, Shloshi Shenichansu Levakir Es Hachayla. If three people went to visit the Chayla, and the Chayla makes a tzavoah, on his deathbed he makes a tzavoah, he wants to say, I want the two sons who are learning to get 40% each. And maybe the third son is in business, they'll only get 20%. So if the witnesses hear this, balayla, then we say, ein eid nasa dayin. If b'yom hanchila is banav, if they heard it from the chayla bayom, then you say, lo teshmi gdali miriya. If there were three people came to visit the patient in the hospital on his deathbed, he makes the tzavoah, and the three patients are not related to each other, and they're not related to the children, they're not crying from over here. So if Ratzu Osim Din, if they want to, they have their, nobody chose them as Dayanim, but the Torah tells us they have the right to function as Dayanim if they choose to. They can write a psak, they can write a psak din, that each of the two sons are learning to get 40%, and the third son who's in business only gets 20%. Ratzu Osen Din. That's because, V'yam Hanchilo, because they heard the tzavah from the father, in the daytime. But if they're either tabu at nighttime, then you can't say enay, then you can't say lo teshmiya gedola miriya, because there's no yeshiva's bezin balaylo. The Gemara has this klal. Usually you have a bezin, so the bezin has to pasken and adin Torah. You have to ascertain what the facts are. How do they ascertain the facts? Witnesses come, and they give a Haggadah Seydus. So Kabbalah Seydus has to be bifnei bezin. So since you need bezin, you can't have a tchilas yeshiva's bezin balayla. To make a kriya's bezin, tchilas yeshiva's bezin has to be bayom. Once they started a din Torah in the daytime, done bayom v'gam and balayla, they can continue. There's only a din tchilas kriya's yeshiva's bezin. When the bezin begins to meet, the tchilas kriya's has to be bayom. Then they can continue before the shkia. Then they continue the moshav bezin into the middle of the night. But you can't have the kviyas yeshivas bezin balayla. So the mele, the din is that the bezin has to pasken in the din Torah based on the facts and based on the halacha. How they ascertain the facts? So part of ascertaining the facts is you have to have kabbalah seders. So if the Gemara says if the bezin hears from witnesses what the facts are, they can pasken that shmiya. They heard from the... They themselves don't have first-hand information what the facts are. They just heard from the Eidim who testify. So the Gemara says, so what if the Bezin saw the facts themselves? There were three people who were not Krovim to each other, they're not Krovim to the children that were in line to get the Yerusha, not Krovim to the fathers making the Tzavua. And then the man makes the Tzavua Bayom. So do you need that the three people should testify in the front of a Bezin? No! They were a bezin when they were nichnas levakas achayla. Three people can constitute a bezin. Even though the father didn't ask him to function as a bezin, he didn't ask him to come. They came levakas achayla. They came to visit the chayla. Still, Torah declares they have a right to function as a bezin. So, if you have shmiyas bezin, the Gemara says loite shmiya gedolei miriya. If the bezin was watching the whole. The Bezin heard the Shechit Meirah. Bezin heard the father make the Tzavah. He wants the two sons to get 40% each. So if they would have heard, if the Bezin of three would hear from two witnesses that the father made such a Tzavah, they'd be able to paskin. So Lord Teshmiya Gdolei Miriah, how can it be? If they themselves saw the Riyah Samaisa, they heard the Shechit Meirah make the Tzavah himself, they can certainly give a Psak Din. But that has to be Riyah Samaisa, but there is Bezin, just like Shmiya. Has to be the Torah's Bezdin. You can't be Mekabalaitis Balaila. So if Ra'uhu Bezdin, if the Bezdin heard the father make the Tzavah, they were there in person when they heard the Tzavah. If they heard him make the Tzavah Bayom, then it's called Riyas Bezdin. If Shmiyas Bezdin is good enough, so Riyas Bezdin is certainly good. That's the Gemara. Let the Shmiyas Gedolei Miriah. So that's an exception to the rule of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Because you don't need Eidim there. They saw the Riyas Amais of the Torah's Bezdin. So that's what Taisa's third pshat is. In Baba Kama, Tzadik and Abed, this long Taisa, the thin Taisa, goes all on the base. So they give the three opinions, three different Balei Taisa. The Rashbam is the middle one, and one is the Re. They give the three different Makaris for this din. How do you know this din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayan? So I remember many years ago, Rav Soloveitchik's son, Chaim Soloveitchik, suggested pshat in this line. I remember he suggested, the Gemara says, maybe just like Shliach Naseh, therefore Eid Naseh Dayan also. Who should have said, no, Shliach Naseh, but ain't Eid Naseh Dayan. What's the connection one with the other? Why don't they say, just like you say Shahakal on soda, so too, ain't Eid Naseh Dayan. What does Shliach Naseh have to do with Eid Naseh Dayan? So he suggested, I thought it was a good pshat, he suggested, Beishamai hold en shliach nasei. Why? Because they hold the shliach is a baldover. Why is he baldover? Because he's the balamaisa. And we paskan like, and you have to have different people. You can't have, one is the balamaisa, he's the baldover. You can't have Adam who are the balamaisa. And we don't pass like Bishama, we pass like Bisil. So the question was, why? Why do we pass in Shaliach Nasa Eid? The answer is, He's not the Balamaisa. He's not the same person as the Baldover. The Shliach is not the Baldover. He's not the Balamaisa. You can't have a person, if he would have been the Balamaisa, then he wouldn't have a din of an aid. But Basila disagreed with Beishama. The Shliach is not the Balamaisa. The Mishalech is considered the Balamaisa. Since Shluch is Shalakamaisa, Mishalech is considered the Balamaisa. So that's what Rav Chaim Soloveitchik suggested. It wasn't Rav Soloveitchik's grandfather, but his son, Chaim, suggested. Maybe that's the line in the Gemara. Should I say, just like Shliach Nasa Eid, I'm not worried about the fact that the same person is filling in two different roles. He's both the Balamaisa and the Eid. No, it's not the same. It's not a violation. So too, Eid Nasa Dayan. I don't worry about the fact that in the Pasuk, it sounds like you have to have different people. Ein Eid Nasa Dayan, going to the second Mokar, and it's going to the second Mishad, based on the Pasuk. That said, V'yom d'shnei ha'noshem, asher l'harim ha'riv, lifnei Hashem. Shnei ha'noshem means the two Eidim, asher l'harim is the Tver and the Nitva, v'nei Hashem elu d'ayorim. So you have to have different people serving in each role, because in the Pasuk there are three different phrases. The shnei ha'noshem can't be, the two Eidim can't be the same people as lifnei Hashem elu d'ayorim. The Pasuk sounds like a different people filling in different roles. So that was his suggestion, why the Gemara put the two together. Because Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, according to Beishama, Ein Shliach Nasa Eid, is because you can't have the same person, the Bala Maisa, and consider it as an Eid. There have to be different people filling in different roles. That was his suggestion, the Gemara. Anyway, so that was the suggestion of the Gemara. Maybe, in principle, what was the Machlekes, whether the Shliach La'ilocha says B'fananechtam, does he have to say it in the presence of the Bezdin of three, or is it good enough with two? The first thing, Gemara thought, if it's for the purpose of Eidim and Tzuyim Lekami, making Akim Ashtar, that's all the sugyas in Ksubis in the second period. Akim Ashtar has to be in the presence of the Bezdin, has to be B'fnei Shlosha. But if you hold not like Ravi, you hold it's not B'toris Akim Ashtar, not Eidim and Tzuyim Lekami, it's just to be Mevara Delis Lishmon. So then there's no need for a Bezdin. That was the initial pshat the Gemara gave. Then Gemara was not happy with that pshat. Gemara was not happy with that pshat. So the Gemara suggested, why was Gemara not happy? Because with Tisbara, the Rabbi also holds from Rav. That was the Gemara, a whole daf Gemara. They kept on raising that issue. Rabbi also holds from Rabbi that you need Kiyam Ashtar. Eidim Mitzvim Mekam Kiyam Ashtar. Kiyam Ashtar has to be Bifnei Bez and say Nichlosha. Everybody has to hold you Nichlosha for the Kiyam Ashtar. So what's the Machlekes whether Shnayim Ashlosha? Machlekes is what he say, just like Shliach Naseid, so to Eid Nasedayin, or not so. He say Ein Eid Nasedayin. Then the Gemara shlugs up, they say, no, we paskan Ein Eid Nasedayin. We don't leave it as a suffix. We paskan ein eid nasadayim, but with the Rabbanim we paskan ein nasadayim. See, the whole thing is only with the Rabbanim. That you need, the whole thing is only with the Rabbanim. So with din of the Rabbanim, when you get the din of the Rabbanim, we paskan eid is nasadayim. So how can it be that that's the machlek sabyechan of Epchanin? It can't be. Gemara finally says, no, ella, hocha behokam if ligi. It's a new machlek is what? Since Bafana and Echtav is only needed with the Rabbanim, and Atari, there's no Shaila, Rubit the Rubit, Safra the Dina, know that you need Lishma. So the only need for Bafana and Echtav is only with the Rabbanim. So Andinim, the Rabbanim, you say, Eid Nasa Dayan, but Zimnin, the Gemara says, sometimes Zimnin, sometimes Maisile, Itza, sometimes the husband will appoint a Shlech Lailochi, he'll appoint a woman. Either the wife herself, he can appoint the wife, she should be a shlech la'ilocha till she gets to the bezin, or he can appoint her differently. He can send a sister with the get. That's the Gemara later. That the shliach, the shluchim by a get, shlech la'ilocha, shlech la'kabola, have to be betoiras. They have to be. You can't appoint a nochri as a shliach by a get, because nochrim don't have the institution of gerush and miksav. The Rambam assumes they do have gerushin, but it's not gerushin mixed up. Either the husband or the wife can say, nice knowing you, goodbye and good luck, I don't want to be married anymore, and that terminates the marriage. You don't need biksa. We said there are 2 days in Yerushalmi. One day in Yerushalmi is that goyim cannot get divorced, period. That's the Catholic Church accepted that opinion in Yerushalmi. And the Rambam is much more lenient than the Pope. The Rambam says, like the other opinion in Yerushalmi, they can, either the husband or the wife can initiate the divorce. You don't need that the husband should. There doesn't have to be biksa. It can be baal peh. Just say, I don't want to be married anymore, and goodbye and good luck, and that's it. So the din requires, in order to be able to function as a shlich, you have to be yeshdim b'torah, is that issue. Yeshdim b'torah, so the Gemara later has the shaila, can a man appoint a woman as a shlich l'halacha? Because a woman is never b'torah giving a get. The woman is always b'torah receiving a get. Well, let's say a woman wants to appoint a shlich l'kabolos haget, can a woman appoint a man to be the shlich l'kabolos haget? Man is ain't a b'torah receiving a get. Do you say, men and women are b'torah gittin, Jewish men and women. One can only give a get, one can receive a get. But men and women are b'torah get. But he's saying no. Shlich l'ailoch has to be a man. Shlich l'kabbalah has to be a woman. So Gemara says no, it's not true. Shlich l'ailoch can be a man or a woman. And shlich l'kabbalah can be a man or a woman. So that's what the Gemara says. What's the machlokes? Whether b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shlosha? The Gemara says everybody who reads it should really be if Neshloisha. The Shaila is, Eid Nasa Dayan, because it's only at the whole Nifa B'fana Nech, it was only with the Rabbanan. So with the Rabbanan, Kaimalon, Eid is Nasa Dayan. So the Shlich Loilocha, who says B'fana Nechtam, he's an Eid, he should be able to turn around later and function as a Dayan. The Gemara says, but one opinion is if Neshloisha, why? Because Zimnin, once in a while, the husband will appoint a woman to be the shlich l'halacha saget. Women cannot be mitzdarif to be part of the bezdin. So in that case, the shlich will not be able to turn around. You don't say, you won't say the shlich can turn around and serve as a member of the bezdin. He can't. Because women can't be part of the bezdin. That's what the Gemara seems to say. So that's the machlokes. Maybe that's the reason why you should always require bifnei shloshim. You should always require 3. You shouldn't rely on the fact that Shliach Nasa Eid and Eid Nasa Dayan. So that was the Machlokes in the Gemara. El Baruchah, but how come if Ligim Asa Vikim Nishik Shev Lahavias Haget, a woman? A Baal can appoint a woman as a Shliach Lahavias Haget. Zimdin the Maisi Lohit. So once in a while, a woman will be appointed by the husband to deliver the get. V'samche Allah, they'll make a mistake, they'll rely on the woman to say, V'farah Nechtav, as one of the members of the bezin, she can't serve as shlech nasei dei nasei dain. A woman can't be part of the bezin. So that's how the Gemara said that's the machlokes. Yeah. We mentioned already in the days of the Gemara, for many centuries, the practice was that the husband would give a get to the wife. And he would see to it that he had 80 chasim on the get. How we pass on like Rav Lozer, you don't need 80 chasim on the get as long as you have 80 mesira. So the Gemara says, "Shehu eidim chasim ma'maget v'teitikan o'elam." Tosis keeps on reviewing this before in Gimel Amud Beis. It's not a takana of the Rabbanu, it's an eitz teiva. It's a good recommendation because if you won't have any 80 chasim, what are you going to do if zilma ma'isi eidim? What do you do if the eidim die? So how is the woman going to be able to prove later on that she was divorced? The Edom will die. The Edom will move to Medina Sayyam. So how can she prove that she's divorced? So the Gemara, the Mishnah recommends she Edom chos malaget. Best is have the Edom sign. So strictly speaking, the get as a shtakinyan to break the marriage, that can be accomplished with the Edom Mesira. Edom Mesira carries that you don't need any Edom chasim. But if you want to get to serve in addition to the functioning as a shtar kinyan, to break the issues, you want it also to serve as a shtarayan. So that's the recommendation that the Mishnah has. Sheyu erim chas malaged. Tikkun o'edom. Tikkun doesn't mean you're mechuyev to. It says, and it's a type of kamash malon. It's a recommendation. Don't just rely on eidim mesira kaz. Eidim mesira may die, they may move away. Make sure that you have Eidei Chasima. So Eidei Chasima will cause that the get can serve as a shtar rayin. The get will be able to serve as a shtara. So this was the practice for many centuries. The husband would give a get to his wife in the presence of Edom Asira. And then he would have two Edom signs, so that the wife would hold on to the get, and the get would function now as a shtarayit that nizgarsha. So then at a certain point in history, after the days of the Rishonim, early days of the Rishonim, they discontinued that practice. They don't want the woman to walk around with the get. Why not? That's what I said. My father used to say, probably because, they don't explain why. He said, probably because there's a chem der abin etam. After the get is given, so the Masadra get always makes an announcement that the get was given, there's a chem der abin etam, you're not supposed to be motzi lazal a get. So in order to see to it, in order to ensure that no one should be motzi lazal on the get, so the Masadra get takes it back and puts it on file in his cabinet and his documents, and the woman does not walk around with the get. The woman's going to walk around with the get. Someone may pick on the way they get, the way the letter, the way they spell the name of the city, the way they spell the wife's name, that's not her name, the husband's name. Someone may pick on it and make trouble. So we don't want the woman to walk around with the get. So we give her a document, in Yiddish, he called it a ptur. You give her a p'tur that says that she's allowed to remarry. Yeah. Who authorizes the writing of the p'tur? Shtar always has to be written in midas ha-mischayev. So the get, the husband is the mischayev with respect to the gerushin. So if the husband authorizes the writing of the get, okay, then it's a get that was written midas ha-mischayev, the husband authorized. Here the husband gave the get to the wife, and then the wife surrenders and she gives it back to the bezin. So how is she going to prove? Not going to hold on to the get. How does she prove that she's divorced? So the husband is going to authorize writing a shtar raya. That's what we mentioned, that the mishayiv nesibis, the nesibis has so many hasogas against the k'tzois. So the k'tzois comes to defend himself. So he answers about a few pages, mishayiv nesibis. He answers about 20 kashas of the nesibis, and then he says, just so I have to root him on the 20 kashas, I have to root him on all the kashas. Questionable whether it's so or not, but that's what he writes. So in the Mishayim and the Sivis and Hilchas Eidus, he quotes this interesting idea from Hagos Mordechai, that after the husband already gave the get, the husband cannot authorize the writing of the Shtar Raya to give to the wife that she is Nizgarsha. He's no longer Das HaMizchayev. To authorize the writing of the get, that's how he didn't call Das HaMizchayev. The Torah says he has the right to authorize the Sefer to write a get. That's considered midas ha-mischayev. The husband is the mischayev. It's interesting, both by the kiddushin and by the get. By kiddushin, the chosin authorized the writing of the shtar kiddushin, is mekadosh b'shtar. And by the get, the husband authorized it. Should have been, let's say, I sell you my house, then you sell the house back to me. So whoever is the das makne is the das ha-mischayev. He's surrendering his ownership of the house. So it should have been that by kiddushin, the woman is giving up her rights to freedom. She's surrendering her freedom to the husband. He's not a balabas over the wife in a certain sense. So really, it should have been differently. It should have been that by shtar kiddushin, the wife should be the das ha-mischayev. By shtar get, the husband should be the das ha-mischayev. So it's a gemara in kiddushin raises that issue. The shtar always has to be authorized to be written by the das ha-mischayev. In Kiddushin, isn't the Kala the Das HaMischayev? She's giving herself up to the husband as if he's a Balaam on the wife. The Gemara says it's based on Psukim in the Chumash. That by the Kiddushin, the Shtar Kiddushin, the Chosin is the Das HaMischayev. By the Get, the Baal is the Das HaMischayev, both cases. But once the Baal already gave the Get, so the Meshev of Nesivis quotes from the Hagos Mordechai, the husband should authorize the writing of a Shtar Raya that the woman is in Garsha. Husband is not a balabos. Husband is not it's not her daughter's baldin. Gemara said chav lachrini. That was the lashon of the Gemara. The husband and the wife are not considered the daughter's baldin because in Issa v'Heta there is no baldin. For the gerushin, he's called her daughter's baldin. That's not something like that. That's a shtar raya. So how do you have the ability to write such a shtar ma'aseh? How do you write a p'tur? How do you have the ability to write a p'tur? So the answer is that the shtar ma'aseh does. Whenever Bezin, let's say there was a Din Torah, and Reuben lost the Din Torah. There was a famous Din Torah years ago between two shuls. So the shul who lost the din Torah, the rabbi sent out a mailing to all the balabatim. We won the din Torah. Akhtar Chayni, he lost the din Torah. He sent out letters. So Bezin is not going to write a document. The public will think that he won the din Torah. So Bezin has the ability to write. That's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Bezin has the ability to authorize the writing of a shtar without Dasam Mischai. That's the question, how do you know that? How do you know Bezin has the right? So we mentioned that's a question. So some say it's based on the Pasuk, Eilam Mishpatim Asher Tosim Lefnehem. The Gemara and Daf Ches in Sanhedrin says, why do you say Asher Tosim? Sima goes on a tangible object. Ani Samti is a Sefer Al Shulchan. Lasim means to place a tangible thing. Eilam Mishpatim Asher Talamde. Why do you say Asher Tosim Lefnehem? There's nothing tangible that you're placing. Mora says, no, Eilu Klei Adayonim. Eilu Mishpatam Asher Tosim includes that the Bezdin has the right to use a nightstick. They have, police have nightsticks to beat people up, or whips to give malchus if it's necessary. Eilu Klei Adayonim. The Dayonim have to have kelim to force the people to observe the psak of the Bezdin. So that's what some say, that the ability of the Bezin to write a shtar without need for Das HaMischayim, it's included, that's one of the Klei HaDayon. That's the question, what is the Mokar? What is the Mokar? But that is a din in the Gemara. The Bezin has a right to authorize the writing of a shtar without any Das HaMischayim. That's a discussion. So that's the common practice, that the one is Masada get takes to get back after the husband gives it to the wife. She's Nesgarshus, and the Masada get takes it back, and he puts away in his files. So no one could be Motzi Laz on the get. They don't see it. They can't say, you spelled this wrong, and the letter is crooked or something. No one's going to see what the get looks like. And then the Bezin has a right to authorize, a Bezin of Shlosha has a right to authorize a Ptur, the writing of a Ptur. So we have a din, Ein Ei Dasa Dayan. So the three Dayanim who constitute a Bezin, authorizing the writing of a Ptur, usually they sign it, or they can authorize the writing of a Ptur, and then two Edom will sign. That's how the Bezin should sign. They can authorize that two Edom will sign it. So the in Ebenezer you have the Bishmuel on the side of the page. He's the major commentary there. You have two, but usually the Bishmuel is stronger than Chalkas Machoike. So the Bishmuel quotes a lot from Tshuvas HaChayinim. So they discuss this following situation. The get was written in New York, and then they sent it by mail, or someone traveled to Los Angeles, and they gave the get to the Isha. So let's say the two witnesses who are watching, they say a get was signed in New York, Edi Chasima. Then they get someone who's going anyway to Los Angeles, and he made him the Shliach L'Halacha. He takes the get with him, and he says B'fanei Nechtav, and he gives over the get to the woman in the presence of two witnesses. So can you have the two witnesses join the Masada HaGet, they constitute a Bezin? Can the two witnesses, the Eide Mesira, the Eide Chasima in New York, the Eide Mesira are two religious Jews in Los Angeles. Can the two Eide Mesira join the Masada HaGet to constitute a Bezin? Or should I say, Ein Eid Nasa Dain? So Tosfos writes in a few Masechtos, Tosfos writes, Ein Eid Nasa Dain only applies if he's an Eid HaMeid. If he's an Eid HaRoya, then he's not called an Eid, only Eid HaMeid. So that's what the Bishmul quotes from early Achrayim, that the Eidei Mesira, who were watching when the Shliach La'ilocha came from New York to Los Angeles and gave the get to the woman, the two Eidim who were watching is Eid HaRaya. He's not an Eid HaMeid. They didn't testify anything. So the din of Ein Eid Nasadayin doesn't apply. There's no Shem Eid unless you're an Eid HaMeid, Eid HaRaya. You don't say Nimtzeach HaMeim Karav Apostle. because he's not Echad Min Ra'idim. Eid Ra'i is not called an Eid, only Eid Hamei. So there's no problem. There's no problem. So many misunderstood that just like Eid Misira can join the Masada Haget, they constitute a Bezna of three to authorize the writing of the Ptur. So they thought, let's say it's not a get that's sent from New York to Los Angeles, and you're going to have Adam Messira. The get is here. The husband and wife are both here. The two Adam who signed on the get, it's a common practice, two Adam who signed on the get, they join with the Masada Haget. They make a Besnim, and then they write the Ptur. It's a common practice all about the Dinim all over the world. So the Chazanish says, puzzle. That's no good. Ain't Eid Nasa Dain. He said, that's not Eid HaRoya, that's Eid HaMeyid. If you're an Eid HaMesira, and you watched, and you never gave any testimony, you need Eid HaMesira, the Kiyam HaDor. Dovah Shebi'eva needs Eid HaMesira, the Kiyam HaDor. That's Rogo Rabbein HaTam, Leimar, that even if you're all like HaMeh, Eid HaSimikas, you have to have Eid HaMesira. But the Kiyam HaDor, but like Gora, from giving over the ring in the presence of two Eid. So that's only Eid HaRoya, that's not Eid HaMeyid. But the two Eidim who signed on the get, Kozman, you didn't give the get to the woman, that's not Eid Amei. But once the husband gives the get to the woman, then the Haggadah say this begins. He said, when you go to a wedding, and the rabbi fills out a tanoim, then somebody reads it, then they put it on the table. They don't give it to anybody. So it's an act of futility. When you fill out a shtar, the shtar only gives the Haggadah say this if you give it to the Baal Shtar. Das HaMeschayiv is the one who authorizes the writing of the shtar. Das HaMeschayiv is the Hadras Baldin, the one against whom the shtar is going to testify. And then the Baal HaShtar is the one for whom the shtar was intended to be given over to. So if you don't give it over to anybody, so the shtar doesn't begin to give a Haggadah Seidus. So normally, Shayu Eidim Chasma Laget Matei Tikkun Olam, we have Eid HaChasim sign on the get, and then we give the get to the woman. So once the get is given to the woman, then you have Tvisas Baal HaShtar, so the Shtar starts giving Haggadah Seidus. That's what they say in the name, I don't know if it's true, they say in the name Rab Chaim, they said in Yiddish, Ashtar doesn't talk, Ashtar screams. Ashtar is giving Haggadah Seidus, it's screaming out loud. Ashtar schreit. Ashtar retten, Ashtar schreit. So that's what the Chazanish says, the Eidim who signed on the get, that's Eid HaMeyid. The minute the husband gives the get to the wife, or the minute the Shliach Lailochet gives the get to the wife, the Eidim who signed, it's considered as if they're giving Haggadah Seidus. That's Eid HaMeyid. So you cannot be mitzar of them with the Masada Haget to constitute a bezin. That's the din of Ein Eid Nasa Dayim. If there were only Eid HaMesira, they didn't sign. Eid HaMesira is only Eid HaRoyah. So the Beishmol is right. Beishmol quotes early Achrayim. Eid HaMesira can join with the Masada Haget when they give over. If the get was written in New York and they give the get in Los Angeles, Eid HaMesira is only Eid HaRoya. So Eid HaRoya doesn't have a shame Eid until he's Eid HaMagid, but Eid HaMeid. But if he signs on the get, and then you give the get to the woman, then he became an Eid HaMeid. So Eid HaMeid cannot sign. That's what the Chazanish points out. So that's a Shaila. We spoke about the Rashi on the bottom of Hay on the base. Memuna Agiti. The last five lines. Memuna Agiti. The Kaimon ain't a debative git vision of her lessing him on, and they used to appoint her Habu Mamanu, and every community they would appoint Gabba Rabbi Big Tamachachum, Loruye, to Paskin Hechin Evid. They would Paskin, you need a Masada Haget, and you need a Masada Kedushin. That's an invention. In the days of the Amorai Machrainim, that's what the Vilna Gaon points out, in the days of the early, in the days of the Tanaim, in the days of the earlier Amorayim, the Gemara says, "Oto called the Megarish Beidina Megarish." Every one of the divorces' wife goes to a bezin. They don't go to a bezin. The husband writes the get on his own. He gives it to the woman. But after they made the takana, in the day betiv kedushin lo yehi lesi gemayim, then you need the masada haget. Then you need the masada kedushin. And we treat the masada haget as if he's a dayan who's memuna. So since that's what we mentioned, the Orza Ruah, most people don't have an Orza Ruah in the house, but most people don't have a Yom Shushlaim in the house either. But if you have a Yom Shushlaim, like Subis, I don't know Just on Thursday night, I slept in Lakewood in order to be there by the bris in the morning, Friday morning. So I slept in the home of Balabasi. He had a Yamshu Shlomo, but it didn't have an Ozer Ruah. That's for sure. It didn't have an Ozer. But he had a Yamshu Shlomo untouched by human hands. A grand news that he's older than me. The Balabas is in his 90s. But he has Yamshu Shlomo, two volumes untouched. Never opened them up. Somehow he had a Yamshu Shlomo. So the first long, there's a young, long Yamshu Shlomo at the beginning of Ksudas, where he quotes this Ozer Ruah by Riches, that you need a Bezdin. So that's why Sidur Aget and Sidur Kedushin should be by Yom. In the days of the early Amoraim, the days of the Tanoim, there was no requirement that you need a Mesad Aget, Mesad Kedushin. So you don't need a Bezin. So that's why the Gemara talks about the Kiddush Balayla. The Gemara talks about a man is Mekadosh and Isha at light. But after they made the Takora that you need a Mesad Aget, a Mesad Kedushin, and so you treat it like a Bezin, so you can't have kviyas yeshivas bezin balayla. So that's what he says. You shouldn't give a get balayla. So we pointed out this chumra from the Arzaru is only quoted in the Hilchas Git. They don't quote the whole thing, both in Kedushin and in Git. They were only machmer in Gitna and Kedushin and machmer. That's what the Knesset Sagdoila was appointed, the Rabbi Constantinople. So he complains they had this strange practice to have chuppas at night. Whoever heard, can't have a chuppah balayla. The chumra from the Oz Haruah, so he reversed the practice there. Everybody has to get married by yom. But the common practice, everybody does get married. A lot of people get married at night. So that's the shayla. Let's say you have a big lechatchila, we don't do a get balayla. That's what it's done in Shulchan Aruch. But Moshe Feinstein was never makbid. That's what his Talmidim said. He would do get in lechatchila balayla. But in Shulchan Aruch, they say lechatchila, it's not right. Only if you have a big shas hatchak. I remember I was once, years ago, I was once talking to one of the Dayanim from the London Bezin. So he was asking me, does my father ever do Git Malala? I said, once in a long, long while. There's a big Shasal Trak, someone's going to Cambodia to stay for a few years. And he wants to give his wife a get, and you have to go to the airport, and the plane is leaving Balayla. You're not going to be Masada get Balayla. Who's going to go to Cambodia to do the get? So if you have a big shasatrak that says then Shulchan Aruch, that would make them. The Bezdin in London never did. That's what the Dayan told me. They never do Git in Balayla. But if it's a big shasatrak, you do. So the Shad is, what if you have a shasatrak and you did the Get Balayla, and the woman gives back the Get, so when do you write the Ptur? So you can't write a Ptur, the Pischei Tshuva has this discussion. You can't write a Ptur Balayla, because the right of Ptur is a Maisa Bezin. You can't convene a Bezin Balayla. L'chatchili need a Bezin for the Etzim Get. So L'chatchili shouldn't do a Get Balayla. But for the Evin, we revert back to the Iker Adin. You don't need a Bezin. You don't need a Dain. You don't need a Bezin for the Get. So B'shas HaTchak, you can be Meiko to give a Get Balayla. But you can't write a Ptur Balayla. Ptur, you need a Bezin. That's a Maisa Bezin. To write a Shtar without the Asa Mischayim, that's a Maisa Bezin. That you need a Bezin. So the shayla is, if you gave a get balayla, they have to wait till the morning, and then they can write the p'tur. Who's going to write the p'tur? So the Edom who signed, that's an Eid HaMeyed. That's what the Chazanish said. That's an Eid HaMeyed. They can't join the Mesadar Aget to constitute a Bezin. That's an Eid HaSadayim. So you would have to have the Edom who signed and who were watching, if there would only be Edom Mesira, They're not Eide Chasima, so it's Eide Haraya. But if they're Eide Chasima, then the minute the get is given to the woman, they become Eid HaMeyed. That's the Shtar gives our God of Seidus. Once you have Tfisas Bala Shtar, gives our God of Seidus. So Eid HaMeyed is Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. He can serve as a Dayan to authorize the writing of the Ptur. So the two Eidim who signed the get, and they were watching when it gave over, if everything is all together, the Ksiva, the Mesir, everything together, so they have to testify in the daytime in the presence of a Bezin of three, and then the Bezin has the right. The Bezin of three has the right to authorize the writing of a Ptur. But you can't say the two Edom who sign should join a Bezin. First of all, the Eid HaMeid, Eid Nasa Dayan. And even if it would have been a Bezin, there's no Bezin Balayla. So you can't say Ra'u Balayla is Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. That's not the common practice. The common practice is that when they give a get Balayla, they write the Ptur Balayla. That's not a Rizgehalten. That's not correct. And the rare case, when you have a big Shas Hadchak that you did a get Balayla, you shouldn't write the Ptur Balayla. You need a Bezin. A Bezin can only convene by Yom. So even Ma'akev B'Rievet, that Chazanish throws a monkey wrench into the common practice is that they always use the same two Edom who signed the get to join with the Mesader Aget to constitute a Bezin. And they authorize the writing of the Ptur. So the Edom who signed is Eid HaMeyed, and you can't, and Balayla for sure you can't. You can't write a Ptur Balayla. You have to write the Ptur Bayam. The two Edom who signed can testify the next morning in the presence of Bezin of three that we know that the woman, we were watching when the woman was in Zgarsha. We helped her get divorced. Then the Bezin will authorize the writing of a Ptura. They can't write the Ptura Balayla. That's not right. Okay, Blineta, tomorrow we'll continue. This Gemara is interesting. You got to learn some more. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Very good.